Early in 2000, I came across a copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad in a bookstore. I was searching for a book on management, but the cover caught my eye. I remembered that one of my senior friends had recommended the Rich Dad books, saying that I should read them if I really wanted to be rich. When I read the book, I related to the story about how difficult it was for salaried men to become wealthy. Working as a salaried man meant dealing with policies and rules that resulted in weakened creativity and a challenged spirit. And the fact that no rewards were guaranteed for performance, no matter how noteworthy, was dissatisfying. I found the Rich Dad information that illustrated how anyone could become rich with little money. At the same time, I learned that I should have specific goals in my life. A truly rich man, I discovered, not only had a lot of money, he was warm and generous as well. Best of all, I realized that I could find the confidence to achieve what I wanted to do. The Rich Dad message that urged changes struck home because the situation I was in demanded changes. It took me less than an hour of reading the book to come to that realization and force me to take action. The first thing I decided to do was get to work at 7:30 a.m. when nobody else in the management level was in. The free time would give me several advantages. I could brace myself for another busy day, catch up on the news, and research information on the real estate market. At home, I started to pay back the loans. Thanks to Rich Dad, the idea that the burden of debt might hinder my future plans forced me to repay the loans as soon as possible. I now have a personal line of credit and a minus account open in case of emergencies. A minus account is a loan account. I can withdraw money from it and deposit money into it. Although I have the account, I have no intention of using it because I want to do without any loans as long as I can. Finally, I made up my mind to retire before my 50th birthday as well as to become involved in my father's real estate business. I had known that real estate was quite profitable because my grandfather was a self-made man who had made his own fortune using money that he had saved little by little to invest in properties. But after I read the Rich Dad books, I was able to come up with more specific and elaborate plans. I meticulously calculated the profitability of real estate projects and frequently consulted the model cases described by Rich Dad.